Welcome to The False Dragons. This is a spoiler-free podcast for the book series The Wheel of Time, written by Robert Jordan and Brandon Sanderson. Join us as we, your hosts, Alid, Mike, and Andrew, explore this amazing series for the first time. We hope you will join us on this journey.
Love a burger right now.
Or yeah. I really want Korean fried chicken, and in 3 hours I will get it. Because Ella's like, bro, this is the tits.
So and wait, you going to your brother's for the barbecue tonight?
So he's making homemade pizza, and because he is a chef and a foodie, it'll be like.
So the plan is
crazy.
Home, shave the balls. Go to your brother's.
Well, you can't eat Korean magic fried chicken with hairy balls.
And then meet a chick. Two chicks.
Possibly three. You guys called me a miserable cunt, and from that point on...
What?
Is there no one else?
You've replaced the cunt.
Are you pleased?
Are you
calling him miserable?
No.
Have I been?
I said you replaced the cunt.
I replaced the cunt.
Yes, and you are no longer the cunt.
Yes.
You're finding cunt elsewhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully they are not.
But perhaps the suggestion was to find value elsewhere.
Value? Who needs that when you can have numbers?
Because one day you'll wake up and you'll realize that hole you have been filling has not filled a hole in you.
Oh, I know that now, and that is the point, is that I have had it all filled. I have had that entire life, and that was worth nothing. And so now I can just be like Charlie Sheen until he gets killed.
Tiger's blood.
Tiger's blood.
Mm-hmm. Winning.
Winning.
Yeah, winning.
All right, well, just as long as you share the Coke, we'll be all good.
Yeah.
Wow, it just turns out.
Please remember to like, subscribe.
Wait a minute.
Share with your grandma.
Is it kid-friendly?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Coca-Cola Zero, that isn't sponsoring, but they should.
Coca-Cola Zero doesn't exist anymore.
It's Coke Zero Sugar now, bro.
Oh, shit, sorry.
We had Coke. It's easy to remember, bro. We had Coke Zero. Then we had Coke No Sugar. And now we're on Coke Zero No Sugar with reward
Plus?
Points.
With reward points.
Yeah. With extra aspartame.
And next week they're releasing Coke Sugar No Zero.
Mm.
Nil sugar.
Yes. Nailed it.
It's not confusing at all.
No.
I swear it's like the same person who works for Xbox works for Coke.
Yeah.
Name conventions.
Do you know there's that guy who works for is whatever studio it is, Disney or whatever, who gets paid millions of dollars a year, and his job is to come up with the names of the movies. And he got paid $700,000 for naming the movie Cars.
To be fair...
They're like, this movie's about cars, John. We're going to need you to work overtime to get this, you know?
Did he also name planes?
Is there a Disney movie or whatever the studio's called Planes?
There's a movie called Planes, yeah.
Is it by the same studio?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's also one called Trains? No, it's like Planes and Trains.
Automobiles.
Cars 2, Planes 2.
No.
See, this is a man with kids.
Yeah, he he's on the ball. All of them.
Cars 3.
There's three? Only three?
Yes. I'm going to go with yes.
Yeah. I'm moving. Yeah, we may as well be.
Well, it's like that. There was a company in the UK that was paid a to name a university.
Right.
And it was £30 million was the fee.
To name the university. Yeah.
And the university was in Bradford.
Oh, let me guess.
Yeah.
University of Bradford?
The University of Bradford.
Oh, okay. See, look, I'm obviously...
Runner-up was University of Bradford.
Yeah, I'm obviously not up to the task of naming the universities.
That's the $15 million job.
Yeah,
it's the cheap-ass job, right?
Yeah.
Chapter 42.
Why can't we get these jobs? Remembrance of Dreams.
That's a beautiful...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's actually quite a nice name.
What, is it ravens? On point?
Crows?
I guess they're ravens.
Goodness.
It was a subdued group that Rand led back down the stairs and into the library. He's noticed Perrin's eyes.
Yeah.
He wondered why and wanted to ask, but whenever Perrin walked through a deeper patch of shadow, his eyes seemed to gather in what little light there was, glowing softly like polished amber.
Everyone's got their secrets now, right?
Yeah. If I was Perrin, I'd be like, Rand, this wolf shit is awesome. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, look at my eyes, bro.
Yeah.
Lights are off. I can still see ya.
Yeah. And there's a rabbit over there. I can smell it.
Yes. I'm going to eat it later. Yeah. Raw.
Yeah.
Mm.
They should be sharing in their jubilations, right?
And Rand
should be like, look, I can juggle.
Yeah. Watch me play the flute.
Play the flute, yeah.
Yeah. But they're keeping secrets from each other.
Yeah. So you know, you've been split up with your mates. You've all learned new skills, right?
Yeah.
Which would you prefer? Flute or Wolfman?
Wolfman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Perrin's got the better end of the stick out of this, right?
Yeah.
Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wolfman honestly sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Because... Fuck Rand.
Wow.
Yeah.
Once again, Mike, with the insightful interlude. Fuck Rand.
Indeed. Yeah. Yeah. Tasmanian. Who needs that shit? Well, you got Perrin. He's wholesome.
So you're team Perrin?
Yeah. Who isn't?
Are you team Perrin?
I'm team Perrin.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like all over Perrin.
Here is a question. Out of those three kids, who would you rather have killed?
Matt.
Rand.
Why Rand?
Because then we could all go home and I could stop doing this podcast. Robbie's like, book's done. Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah.
I was going to do 15 books, but...
Rand's a fucking idiot.
I just killed him.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the end. Right? Just the end of this book is like, Rand walks out on the street and gets hit by a horse and cart. The end.
Yeah. Did you think he ever contemplated that? Like, in his notes, he's like, why did I ever start this book?
Yeah. Like, I'm going to die before I finish these books.
Yeah. These books will be the death of me. Yeah.
Did he die of like old age or something?
No, he got some disease.
What is it?
I'm not sure.
Dartmouth's taint.
Writer's block.
Writer's block.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. No, he got like pretty ill, and then like he had to rush through a load of stuff, and yeah. Pretty big deal.
He wasn't old when he started it, or how old?
No, I mean he was pretty old. Like he wasn't a young fella.
Yeah.
Like, he was in the Vietnam War and everything like that. Yeah. Like, yeah.
But the book's, like, 30 years old, right? So what?
Yeah, but the Vietnam War was in the 60s.
I guess so.
Yeah. I think he's born in the 20s or something. Like, he was in his 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
Easily. Yeah. So, I mean, you could say it was old age. Like, yeah. He got a disease and died.
Mm.
Sick.
It seems a bit... You know, starting a
15, what convenient?
I mean, starting a 15-book run in your 60s or 70s is a bit ambitious, right?
Yeah.
Not everyone's going to live to like 100, right?
No, but you know, we know he didn't intend it to be that long when he started writing.
Was he quite prolific? Like, would he turn out a new book every year, or would it be like 4 years?
No, it was a couple of years. Yeah. I mean, it varied. Like, the first three books were released, like, real quickly, and then there was ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
Yeah. He released more frequently than George R.R. Martin.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Like, but then everyone does.
That's a given.
Right? I release books more frequently than George R.R. Martin does. Yeah.
All right. So loyal.
Yeah. I love the way that, like, Rand's so used to him. He just, like, walks into the room and everyone's like, what the fuck? Yeah. And he's like, that's loyal.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Forgot about that.
And he's got a cat on his tummy.
Yeah. We didn't. What's the deal with cats?
Keeping away the rats. Just lovable animals, mate.
Yeah, I'm getting rather fed up with the cats by now.
Not everyone's a psychopath like you are.
I was just getting rather fed up with the fact that, you know, every other fucking sentence, cat, 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 cat.
It's been like four sentences.
Yeah, that's enough.
Okay, well, maybe this is the end. Okay.
The end of the books.
The end of the cats.
I reckon it's going to be foreshadowing, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe we'll see.
There's gonna be cat people and shit, right? Isn't
there? Little anime girl lollies with cat ears. Yep.
Fuck.
Big sweaty anime nerds following them around.
Yeah.
Kawaii, uwu.
So you said this was your favorite chapter.
Well, not my favorite chapter ever, but
like, this was a good chapter.
Yes, yeah, I think it's a fairly decent chapter. Yeah. I think there's a little bit of like sort of building here, you know.
Tell me why it's a good chapter then. Get to the good bits.
Well, there's some lore dropping.
Yeah.
From Moraine.
So it's the exposition you like.
It's the promise of things to come, as well.
Yeah.
You know. This is the bit where they start to, I think the momentum starts to build.
Yeah.
Right. There's also some good stuff about Loyal, right? So Perrin asked him about the Steading. So he's like, are the Steading Loyal, are they really havens? Are the way the stories say? And Loyal was glad to tell about the Steading.
Yeah.
And he goes on about his, you know, his journey and all that kind of stuff. And then it's like, says, his sense of time was very strange. To him, 300 years seemed a reasonable length of time for a story or explanation to cover.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, you have to start 300 years in the past to fully get the context of the story.
Yeah.
I quite like that description of Roy. That says a lot about him, his race, his character.
I mean, we know that about them, right?
You know? I mean, I can feel your enthusiasm from here.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't feel that in this chapter, right? There was few little things, but it felt like too few and far in between. Loyal's slow and he appreciates age and blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like we've been here before.
Yeah.
Know this about these characters.
Yeah.
The one thing I do like is Matt's little line about, you can't hold a man to blame for what he does when he's crazy, can you? And I think you guys need to listen to that one. I think that's direct speech to you as readers.
Right.
Like, don't hate the character for...
Okay. All right.
Eat shit. No.
I'll take that on board.
Yeah. No, I won't. No.
Yeah.
You should, Mike.
Okay.
Why? You should learn to forgive.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
No way.
So I'm guessing that you didn't like the little bit of additional information, which I appreciate is a bit of a repeat, where Loyal mentions some guy coming to the Steading and kill the Eye of the World, the Great Serpent.
Well, again... Right? We get,
because we've heard this before.
I mean,
right?
this whole chapter to me is, here's here's some teasing that you're going to get some answers.
Yeah.
And then it literally ends with
no answers.
No answers.
Yeah. Okay, what about this bit? What about this bit? Okay.
The wheel weaves as the wheel wheels? No, not that one.
No. So Rand going on about meeting the queen. She's beautiful, like queens in stories.
Who's Elaine?
So is Elaine. And then you just have Egwene go, who's Elaine?
Yeah.
No?
No.
No.
I mean, we know, okay. Again, there's this history between these two and they're jealous of each other. And
yeah.
Again, you know, it just feels like ground we've gone over before. And
okay.
It doesn't feel fresh. It doesn't feel new. It doesn't feel like anything's progressing.
No.
It just feels like filler.
All right. Fair enough. They clue Moiraine in on the fact that they've been dreaming of the Dark One.
Yeah.
She's like, you slimy little gits. If you'd only told me earlier, I could have maybe done something. But she doesn't say what, obviously, yeah. Which I'm assuming annoyed you even more because she didn't say what she would have been able to do.
Stab them to death.
She would have killed them immediately. Yeah. Yeah. But now she's sort of grown attached to them like a puppy.
Yeah.
Right. So she's like, okay. She says, don't trust the Dark One. I'm guessing you have that figured out already.
I was going to trust him, but...
You were going to trust him?
I mean,
after the shit with the rat.
The rats and, you know, the name. What's not trustworthy about the Dark One, right? That name just speaks trust to me.
I mean, it does, yeah.
Yeah.
It does. Loyal says they're all Tarveren.
Yeah.
Which I'm guessing you figured that out. Well, yeah, there we go. The sigh says it all.
Yeah.
And
then we learn about how the Dark One works, which again we've all figured out.
The Father
of Lies is a good name for the Dark One. It was always his way to seed the worm of doubt wherever he could.
Yeah.
It eats at men's minds like a canker. When you believe the Father of Lies, it is the first step towards surrender. Remember, if you surrender to the Dark One, he will make you right? And then Tam's going, wow, Aes Sedai never lies, but the truth she speaks may not be the truth you hear.
I heard that before.
So,
next.
Okay.
Next.
Don't trust the Aes Sedai, right? Yeah, okay.
Okay, next page.
Yeah.
Right. And then, I mean, talk about cheap literary devices.
Yeah.
Right? There's an Ogier, right, who knows the ways. Yeah. And the ways is how Moiraine wants to get to Faldara.
Yeah.
Which is where the Blight is, which is a place you never heard of before.
So we talked about the ways before, right? We talked about how there used to be Aes Sedai who could use the ways.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only way that they could think that the Trollocs were getting around so quickly. So we posited that it was some sort of teleportation.
Yes.
Or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Perhaps it's more like a path through another dimension.
Yeah, like a gateway. Yeah, a webway. Yeah. Like a Stargate.
But we do one little tidbit that I will give this chapter.
Okay.
The Green Man must know of this threat.
Yeah, okay, the Green Man.
So...
Are you thinking that guy on the tins of peas?
I'm the big green giant.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking the Green Man. So you talked before about Arthurian legend, right?
Yeah.
And the Green Man is something that exists in Old English legend.
Yep.
And is, you know, a earth spirit.
Yes.
So we can assume, therefore, that at the eye of the world lives the earth spirit.
Okay. Good assumption. Yep. So you think
that's the key to time itself, right?
Yep.
We know we're gonna go, and they go, fuck Tarvalen, we're not going there anymore.
Yeah, we don't have time anymore.
No.
Because that guy 3 years ago said the thing about the name of the book.
Yeah.
And so now we have to
go through
to do the other thing.
Rand's homeland that none of this group has mentioned could be Rand's homeland.
What? Right. The Blight?
Oh, no. I thought it was the Ale Waste. Yeah.
But no.
The Blight. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you go through the Aeolways to get to the Blight?
No.
No.
Different sides of the map.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got to go through the Blight and get to the...
So we have to go through the Ways to get to the Blight,
yeah,
and through the Blight to get to the Green Man.
It's like, just ask the map, right?
Yeah.
The map will tell Dora the way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got it.
First.
But in this case...
We have to go to the Ways.
Yeah.
Then we go to the Blight.
But in this case, the map is loyal.
Yeah.
And he goes...
Well, the story starts... Three years ago.
Exactly. But he's not keen on using the Ways. He says everyone will die.
Bit ominous.
Little bit.
Yeah. Yep. I wouldn't trust him, though. He doesn't seem very wise.
Mm. Okay, so going to be a short episode this week because this chapter was...
Shit.
Shit is how you would describe it. Cool. All right. I mean, I was quite enthused by the beginning of this episode, and now... I've lost all will to live.
Yeah, I have that effect on people.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, if you disagree, feel free to comment why this was, as Aled believed, a good chapter.
Well, okay, so I'm looking at it with the benefit of hindsight, which you are not.
Yeah.
So I can see it sort of the gears turning and things starting to move. You, to be fair, have read
80%
of the book.
Yeah.
With so far, I mean, stuff has happened. It's been slow.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, that to me is the main thing.
Yes.
Is that this feels like shit we should have been doing
right
400 pages ago.
Yeah. Okay. Then that's fair enough. Mm. Yeah. I mean, we're here for your honest opinion, and that's what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
If you think my opinion can be shoved up my ass,
please tell us.
Please tell us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In caps. Send us an email.
All caps.
Yeah.
Tweet it at us on our Twitter.
Exactly. Yeah. Hashtag Andrew can stick his opinion up his ass.
Yeah.
.com.
Yeah.
/ the
Balzerman.
Balzerman is gay. Cool. Well, anyway, thank you for joining us. Yeah. We'll see you next time.
Take it easy.
For hopefully a slightly more enjoyable chapter.
Hopefully. But probably?
Probably not.